very grateful to the congregation in Yeshua and congregation of Torah to join us in bringing our wife and congregation of Torah to join us in bringing our wife to our community this evening. We're grateful to many individuals that seize upon the opportunity to partner with the shul, the doctors Rebecca and Eddie Gans, to Mr. Dan and Jason Jacob, who the Mishnah Society of Yitzchak, to Sharon and Ari Reeder, to Jennifer and Michael Wiedeker, the Mishnah's Esther, Bas, Mordechai, Menachem, and Terry and Yitzchak Hirasek, to Deborah and Avi Glansman and Kai John Francisco, all of whom had in mind the neshama of Nachman, Daniel, Ben, Ayitzvi. Grateful to Annie David Blumenthal and Yosef and Chaim Book and Gila and Carl Guzman and the Ellen Zeddy Shulhoff and Judy Dr. B. Silverman and Gwynne Amazake, who had in mind Dr. Aline Miller and Michelle and Yosef, plus Calvin Aaron. It was just maybe 10 days ago that Rabbi Yudin stood here. He'll be joining us in a few moments. And reminding us of the Gemara Echod ben Achabur Shemeis Kedav Kol Achabur Akuba. Reminding us that we are a community that suffered great losses recently. Of course, Nachman, Daniel, Reverend Dali, and then in a short time afterward, Dr. Irene Riemann Miller. And he reminded us, Yidagu Kol HaChabur. Just then, very few days afterward, that we had the opportunity to host our wife, and you can think of no one wiser than their heart that is more compassionate, no one with greater insight that could take Reverend Newton's mandate and help us understand this period of time for our community. And otherwise, it's my great covenant to present to you a community that learns your Torah. That quotes the Minchas Osher, our Torah, and the Shulas of the Minchas Osher. A community that deals your concern and that is blessed to be edified by your insight and your Torah. And that's what the great covenant present the shul to you this evening.
It shows the more of the answer of a newer girl. I'm sure that a woman, dear friends. I've been here many times in the past, many times, and usually for happy occasions. I'm happy to be back again. But we've come together tonight to talk, to discuss, to try to understand suffering, tragedy, maybe more accurately said, to try to understand what is our duty when we experience tragedy and suffering. Ultimately, we don't understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways. The greatest individual who ever walked the face of this planet was beyond doubt Moshe Rabbeinu. It is clear in Bavli, in Yerushalmi, in the Rosh Chazal, specifically in the Rambam, that Moshe Rabbeinu passed the list greater than the other Sedoshim, than all the other giants of our tradition. And nevertheless, the Gemara and Brachos of Zion said, so when Moshe Rabbeinu stands before the Lord, after tragedy strikes Klal Yisrael, and he pleads with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hoyeinu es Rofeh, Hareinu nu es Kodecho. The Gemara says, Bikesh Moshe Leida, Tzadik Baraloi, Rosh of the Torah. Moshe pleads with the Kodesh Baruch Hu to understand the phenomenon of bad things happening to good people, of tzaddikim that experience pain, suffering. And there's a machlokes between two of the greatest tanoim, Rav Meir and Rav Yossi ben Chalapa. Was Moshe granted an understanding? Was his plea fulfilled, granted for now? So maybe even Moshe Rabbeinu was troubled and grappled with do we understand tragedy? So I think our duty would be to understand how are we to respond. On my way here, I just stopped in for a short while to visit the wonderful Morris family, Aryan, Miriam, and Ayanna. And for me, it was a very moving experience and a painful experience to see the wonderful people coping with such a tragic war, losing a young boy with so much trauma, such an obvious bright future, such a sudden way. Say goodbye. At some stage, most of us cope with tragedy. So did I and my family. Suffering and tragedy is part of the human experience, much more so part of nature. We are the chosen people. But we be through more trials and tribulations and pain and suffering than any other. So this is part of the Jewish experience. And whom do we look up to for guidance? Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, arguably the greatest talent, or one of the greatest. Definitely the greatest son of his era. He was the one to teach us, called the Avid Rachmana, the path of me. So tragedy and suffering comes in many forms, many shapes. Sometimes Midas Adin strikes a community, a generation. And sometimes this then manifests itself in the life of individuals. The tragedy is tragedy. regardless, whether it strikes a community, a generation, or individual. And then a sign is always the same. So at the end of the second brachas, Chazal tell his story. Rabbi Akiva was traveling, and all he had was it. Candle to learn by night. A rooster, the ancient version of an alarm. As long as he then had a smartphone, but he had a rooster. So he said, get up early in the morning. And his Cadillac was a mule. That's all he had. Comes to a city, to a town. Asked, is anybody willing to host him? I don't know what type of a town that was, but nobody was willing to host the greatest sage of the generation. So he went out in the field, lights his candle to learn Torah. The wind blows out. A cat pounces on his tree stick and devours it. And then at some stage, a lion kills his mule. And the kid is sitting down in the dark. Tell me the name, said, tell me the wonderful boy. Don't take this to heart. I promise you, told me over that other one. And within a very short while, it became obvious. Told that he doesn't out of time. So sometimes we're lucky. And it doesn't take more than a few moments to realize. Things are good and better. Sometimes it takes years, sometimes it'll take a lifetime, and sometimes you will never get back. But when we don't understand, we still believe. Many times I heard from my great Rebbe, the closing of the Rebbe. So there's a halacha in Hilchos Kriyas Shema when we say Shema Yisrael, we cut our arm. So the pasuk interpretation, as quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, is just to avoid distraction. Because when we say the very first pasuk in Kriyas Shema, which is the essence of Kabbalat Olam Shemayim, we need to consecrate. So just to avoid being distracted by what we might see, we cover our eyes. But then the great Rebbe asks, so would it be enough to close your eyes? This seems to be symbolic. If you have to cover your eyes. So what the closing of the Rebbe said, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. We all know that Shem Avayit symbolizes Midat HaRachamim, while Elohim indicates Midat HaDin. Sometimes we experience days of beauty, of mercy, of happiness. Sometimes clouds block the light of the sun. Sometimes it is an manifesting. But ultimately, we believe Hashem has everything in a way that, yes, we cover our mind as if to declare and to teach. We might not see Midata, but we believe that we cover our mind, regardless of what we see. Regardless of what we feel, and we feel tragedy because we're human. That's the way for the sport wants us to be. We cover our eyes and we declare we believe Hashem, yeah. And in a way, for the sport wants us. The call the Avida Manada. There's another story about the Kivans and the Kivans. We shall follow Rabbi Eliezer and others. the teacher of Rabbi Yoshua, ultimately Rabbi Akiva, and most of the other sages of that generation. And when we old and ill, the grace of his Talmidim came to visit. And they see that Eliezer ben Hyrcan is on his deathbed. Ben Hyrcan is the first to speak. And he says, Rabbi, Toivatu Yisrael, people shall be shown. You mean more to us than rain. People shall be shown be Yoram Zevata is the book. And then Rabbi Yeshua, you mean more to us, to Israel, and the rays of the sun. Number three is Rabbi Rosa ben Azariah. He says, we love you more, and you mean more to us than a father and mother. Abba em, mebiyim et ha'odam le'olam hazeh, ve'ato betzeh u'levo. The last one to speak up was Rabbi Akiva. What can he add on after his three great kaveh? The scribe that he has in an argument. What he means to write. And Rabbi Akiva trapped that he wanted to Rabbi Akiva Yisuri that Marina Da'anamaka Korevavaka. Yisurim are fresh pains. How much courage did the king need to see his Rebbe himself? And after his three great friends who were older than he was, and all they had to say is to compliment Rebbe Eliezer ben Hyrcan. And the king says, Rebbe Chaviv and Yisurim, Shehem Alim et Adam, how do you imagine Rebbe Eliezer? Was he angry? Was he taken aback? He totally ignores what the first three had to say, as if he didn't hear. He leans up and he asks the Akiva, Zomenayim, please teach. How do you know? And the Akiva darshan is a person. Rabbi Eliezer says, Samhuni ve'eshma. That's the same Rabbi Akiva that said, called the Yoda. But I think it's far easier for Rabbi Akiva on his own trial, suffering, to be Makabi Yisur Be'ava. But when you see the God of the Dor and your great Rebbe, his suffering, how much courage and strength Rabbi Akiva needs. In those circumstances, at that moment. So these two stories deal with the pain and suffering and difficulties of a yogi, of an individual, as great as he may be. But then there's a third story of Malchus Magatha of Emma. Malchus say, you really Yerushalayim? Even she gave the base of Meda Shahushua, you'll send a base for each other. The plants gathering around. If he will have made choice, they're the given of that. They all started crying. And the people were smiling. And they were taken aback and they asked the people, he did tell us what's so amusing. Why are you smiling? And he asks them, why are you crying? And they say, how could one not cry? Mokem shekosu. Bazara korem yumas v'yakshav shualim hetubo. And the king says, lecha ani nitzach. What brings you to tears gives me so much pity. And I smile. So to make a long story short, the Maharal explained that the depth of every ghost brings forth the glory of every Guru. Now, the more painful the ghost, the more magnificent the glory. So Bhai's tradition was more magnificent than the seven takes of England, because Goddess Messiah was more 400 years old. And the Maharal writes, we could imagine the glory and the beauty and the symbol of the coming of Guru Shalem after 1,000 years. So the Bikina says, when I see how awful, how horrific the manifestation of God, I saw exactly what you said. Mokam Shikosa Boyazara called a Yumasachi. But in my vision, I could see the glory of the Lord. And that is the meaning. He always has a prayer and the power on the inside of the mountain. We see light in the dark. We see light in the middle of the night. We all recall the story of Elisha. Master Belabri Yetza, Belabri Shua, Belabri Parma, Belabri Yetzirim, Belabri Akhara, Belabri. And all the commentators of the Hazara wonder, what brought all these great Hanoim together? And why in the neighborhood? Rabbi Yezza and Rabbi Shua, the two rabbeim of Rabbi Kiva. He's a Talmud of the two elders, both Rabbi Shua ben Hanania and Rabbi Yezza. No. In a way, Rabbi Kiva is a Talmud of a Tarfin as well, as we find in various sources of God. What brought them all to the neighborhood? In the new version of a verse of Pesach, I mean, that's such a thing. I share a thought. Libby Oinobi. You know, and that is what I do. It was in the days when Kalal Yisrael finally understood that our days of glory are presently over. The Beis Mikdash was destroyed. But Bar Kokhba, also known as Ben Koziba, continued to fight Roman. And he was a mighty warrior. And he was victorious in many battles. Many believe that the Kiva amongst them, that he will turn the tide and he will overcome and overpower the Romans and rebuild the base of Midrash in a very short time. Yerushalmi, at the end of Tanis, we learned that Rabbi Kiva said, Deinu Malka Mashiach. Bar Kokhba is the Mashiach, and he will bring the Gaula. Bar Kokhba fought 52 years after. But finally, in the days of Beit Tao fell, 400,000 warriors in Bar Kokhba's army were annihilated, including Bar Kokhba. Masada fell, and everybody understood that we're going into a long, dark world. Pesach approaches. The people are shattered, devastated, in deep depression, kind of like a cloud. Where do we go? Who is the one that the teacher, not the Pope of Grand, everybody comes with. The greatest Tanoim and the greatest teacher of the inspiration. It was the first Pesach after the final destruction, after Beit Tao fell, Bar Kokhba's army was vanquished, he was killed in battle. And all the great leaders of they remembered the base of leadership. He said everybody came to Yerushalayim more than the other Shalosh Kohanim to bring Korban Pesach. So they all come to the beginning to learn the Torah of those. So that is our motto for thousands of years. We cover our eye. No one more than Eov symbolizes tragedy. Plus, some stage or the other, you all read the statement of Eov. Was a tzaddik becoming an unbelievable tragedy struck. Children died. His house was reduced to rubble. And he sits and cries and bemoans his fate. And his friend comes to console him. And then a lengthy discussion unfolds. And each of us speak that idea, different philosophies about the nature of suffering. So the story of Eov starts with a storm, and at the end of the sefer, it ends with a storm once again. And suddenly, Kodesh Baruch Hu appears. And Kodesh Baruch Hu asks some profound questions. Were you there when I created the world? Do you understand anything about the Rabbi Talbis, please come in. There's no And my understanding, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Eov, you and your friend, you got it all wrong. It is not about trying to understand. It is about learning to accept what we can. We can never figure out how to walk this way. So you'll be wasting your time and trying to understand. We weren't there when it was walk with you. And there are phenomena that we cannot understand. And our challenge is accepting things that are above and beyond our ability to understand. That is the Messiah of Jewish tragedy. But what we do learn from the Rambam is that whatever tragedy struck, a community or an individual, but it's what calls out to us. And we need to be better. We need to come close. Roi Novi Ani Velo Ben Novi. And I am dismayed when great people try to say, why? Why pray? It is 2,000 years since we had Nevi'im. We don't understand why, but we do understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going out. So the Rambam in Hilchos Taanios says, and in Hilchos Taanios he deals with hardship, difficulty, suffering, tragedy that strikes a community or a city. And there are three brachim in Masechet Tanis, a great detail about fasting, davening, blowing the shofar, But the Rambam says, ultimately, we must understand this is not coincidence. This is providence. This is Hashgacha Pratit. And the Kodesh Baruch was calling out to us to come back to him, to do tshuva, to be better. Impervu imi bekeri, afani erech gimokhev v'chamaskev. And the Rambam's interpretation is different than Rashi and the other. Coincidence. When tragedy strikes, don't think it just happened. Just think it's nature. It's Hashgacha. And the Kodesh Baruch is speaking to us and he wants us to be better. We find the same thought and help us other of the Rambam when tragedy befalls a young an individual or a family. And the Rambam, like the Rambam, in Torah of Adam, both say that an Adam needs to be true. Like suffering of a community, tragedy and sorrow of an individual. We need to be better. We need to come closer to Adam. And I cannot say to any community like this beautiful community, there's so many, I know so many of you. And everybody I know on Team Ed is a wonderful person and a good Jew. Obviously, I don't know the others. But that is what I see. So I cannot find shortcomings in a community and say exactly what you need. But each and every one of us knows his shortcomings. And each and every one of us has to take upon himself to be there. Learn more Torah, have more kavon in your davening, do more chesed. But I do want to share with you one profound thought that we find in the teachings of the Ariya Kodesh. Lekutei Torah Parsha Shtoyt, and just a short explanation. The Ariya Kodesh wrote nothing himself. All the Torah we have from the Ari was transmitted by first and foremost of his disciples. Who was the one to formulate that to write the entire book? So, look who they tell the Pasha Shaykh them on the post. He appointed them for the whole. Pay them with them, pay nega and nega, pay din with din. The kind pal quotes Ali. In the days of the Chorm Mesamigos, Malachi Hashem is the angels of above came to a Kodesh Baruch when they wondered, Rabbanu Shel Olam, you're not observing your own Torah. And the mitzvahs you gave us, you do not seem to practice what you preach. And it is clear in many sources of Bavli and Yerushalmi that a Kodesh Baruch went away is Mekayim, the mitzvahs of Torah. So the angels wonder, Ato Omarto, the Shofar of the Zomer, the Kisor of Ofo. You gave us a piece of Kisri Adam, and you didn't do the same. Domom Nishvach Kamayim Ve'ein Koivet. You gave us a mitzvah of Tovet, but no Lot Hashtat will be on them. You don't slaughter an animal and its offspring in the same day. But that is exactly what you did. It said, Kiyor Melech and his children were murdered and slaughtered in the same day. Ato Amarto, question number three. In Tumas Anege, Nige Batim, the Pinuas of Bayis, and only then the Rav Kohen is Anege. And the Mishnah, the second Nagom, explains we want to remove all the vessels, all the Kelim for the house before the Kohen declares Tumas Anege. And why is that so important? Because Klei Cheres ain't land the heart of the Mishnah. And we want to sound this to Caleb. And that is why the Pundit says, first, the Pinuas Abayas, we empty out the house, And only then the coin comes into the house within the time of the nega. And you did not do the same. You destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and you didn't salvage the clay Hamikdash. What was the Kodesh Baruch Hu's answer? The Medrash does not say. If he answered at all. Kodesh Baruch Hu was not compelled to answer anyone's question. But the Ariya Kodesh does answer. So that he said that these questions are merumas in the pasuk. You won't understand. Bring down and down. Kisuya down. That's the question of negoim. What is the answer? Divrei Ribois Bishore. But there is machlokes. There is no manifestation of midata. Nothing brings forth midata more than discord and machlokes. So these three mitzvahs are somewhat a manifestation of yirishara. But when there's machlokes, when there's a lack of action, it is only midasah din that takes command to bring it. And that is the answer to be very good. So when tragedy strikes, the greatest gula is to come together, to be. To focus on what unites and that will drive us apart. We are just moving out of a terrible year, a year of tragedy, the COVID-19 pandemic. This was an epidemic. We knew nothing like it for more than 100 years in Spanish. It was a year in which we lost tens of thousands of our relatives. 6,000 people just in Israel, many more in the Jewish world. So what was a year of Midas Adin? And I feel at the beginning of this pandemic, it brought out the best in us. There was this feeling of of compassion. Every person that passed away, it made the news. We all heard about it. We identified with the families. We tried to be machanze one another. But as this pandemic threw it out, some stage it began to be the worst. And machlokes and Kiddush Hashem. I have tried my best to serve colleagues all in both in Aloha, trying to die. In the light that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me, to see and understand. The time has come to bring people together again. And the harvest, So this evening, a wonderful young man asked me, should I daven in a shul which was totally negligent in social distancing and wearing masks? And I said, yes, you could daven in that shul. I tried my best in this year to teach what's right and what's wrong. In Israel, this pandemic is practical. Be very much and the Jewish community in America by far and far. And time has come to turn a page. And once again, come together. Nothing enhances tragedy and suffering more than isolation. Nothing is more beautiful than that. Why must I go to the show with Climax and Broccoli as far as I know? What is the the expression kweet masi, rough. My understanding and interpretation is this. Mashallah Mahadov. Put out whatever means you want, whether it's wine or oil or cocoa, whatever it is, just go into the store and everything's fine. In the days of Chazal, it is obvious in Mishnah and Gemara, people brought vessels from home. And the innkeeper or the shop owner had barrels. And he gave whatever you needed in your tailor that you brought from home. So a people comes into the most expensive, a person comes into the most expensive store and he says, I want yayin honey. And the shop owner looks into his bottle and says, I'll be happy that this bottle has a crack. By the time you get home, nothing will be left. It's good for my business because you're going to come back and buy an additional load. But come out, go home and bring the bottle again. The bonus fee stays at home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and he wants to give and he's happy to give. Birchei Shemayim Yal, Shefa Eloki from the heavens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just pleased with us and the form we would gratify. You should have the ability to receive and accept the blessing of the prophet that I wish to bestow on. Like Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they saw a Kli Machzik Baruchah Elo HaShoah. What are those vessels that we can take all those brothers home? That is Torah. And that is the expression of like that is the kli to just accept and hold on to the brothers that are Kodesh Boko bestowed. So my message to any community that has witnessed pain and suffering, as this community has. Each and every one of us needs to just have some introspection and examine himself, what he needs to be about, where he can be better, where he must be better, and ask it from me. Now, the Antwon show me. This famous line in the Tefillah of the Rebbe Melech Meshach. And we only need to thank Avraham Avinu for making this well known. Because I doubt any of you know any other line from that same Tefillah. It's 3 pages. So we thank the singer for popularizing one line. And that is a very important. Hey, believing, Shania El Koracha, Malo, Kaberei, we should see the beauty in everything. We should see the beautiful spark in everything. The fish is a hill of the open. So, my telephone is to the body of my friend. And to all the others that have experienced loss. In this community, and in here, we should only know that. The Menachem is sealed in Mukhati. We should deserve the color. We should be as well said. It feels amazing. We have all our mothers and us. And we should be certain to bring in the Sunday to us.
Available outside for sale, available to anyone.
Thank you.